For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Poison Center, may I help you?
A concerned parent has just called 1-800-222-1222, the Palmetto Poison Center.
5 milligrams? Okay, and how long ago did he do it?
A child has taken some medication he shouldn't have, but the nurse at the 24-hour service knows what to ask the parent.
Okay, do you know how many are missing or how many he would have taken?
Poison Center Director Dr. Jill Michaels said the center gets between 80 and 100 calls per day statewide, more than half concerning young children. She said the most common incidents of child poisoning involve everyday items people have in their homes.
Whether it's a pain reliever, cough and cold medication, it's your cleaners in your home, your pesticides, also your cosmetics. All those things smell good to kids. So I always say whatever you have under your sink in your kitchen, which if you have kids should be locked, or what's in your vanity in your bathroom, those are the calls we get every day.
Many calls are just for information, which help prevent poisonings, Michaels said. And she added, 40% of the center's calls do not involve children.
We get a lot of medication management from adults. They have taken a double dose, they've taken their spouse's medication, and they need to know what to do. That's a poisoning for us, and we can handle that.
Calls from worried parents and spouses are the most common, of course, but the Poison Center also gets many calls from medical professionals.
A lot of people think poison centers are just here for moms or dads or grandmas to call. We're here for healthcare professionals too, physicians, nurses at the bedside. It can be something simple or it can be a multi-drug overdose and they've got a sick patient and need some guidance on how to treat the patient.
Operator Kelly Funderburg, a former emergency room nurse, said just because someone's a doctor doesn't mean he knows it all.
They're not taught everything in medical school, and there's so many different products that there's no way to know all of them. And in our database is one way that we can look up a lot of things that are uncommon, and we're a good resource for them.
Because children are curious, all medications should be locked away from them, said Funderburg, explaining that parents should not trust so-called child-proof caps.
There's no such thing as a child-proof cap. People are in that false sense that think that just because the cap is hard to get off, it means it's childproof. They're not, period. Children get into them every day.
Michaels said people can prevent many poisonings by keeping cleaners, pesticides, and medications in their original containers.
People so often have a large bleach bottle, and as they use the bleach, they want something smaller, so they tend to put it in a water bottle. They don't mark it, don't tell anybody, and someone sees it, puts it in the fridge, and then someone comes behind and drinks it. Or it's just sitting on the counter, and someone thinks it's water.
Fortunately, very few poisonings turn out to be fatal, said Michaels. Funderburg named the biggest mistake people make in poisoning situations.
Not calling us when it happens. Waiting several hours until they start having symptoms or just worried about something their child got into and they worry about it for hours and hours and then they finally call us and we can usually ease their mind and it would have just taken a phone call.
So just keep them in the same room with you, watch him, check on him frequently and give him some clear liquids now, water or juice. If he was uneasy to arouse or persistent vomiting, give us a call back, but otherwise he should be okay.
Michaels said people should never hesitate to call the Poison Center when in doubt. It's free, it's confidential, and they've heard everything, so nothing will be a surprise. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.